It's the Ace and TJ Show.
With a little extra.
With a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Ace, you know how it's so frustrating when somebody who is younger than we chalks up everything that we say that they disagree with as us being old, being old.
Yeah.
Riggins has this video that he showed me, and it's a guy, he's older than we are. He's a lot older than we are.
Yeah.
And he's sick and tired of young people saying, well, you old, you old. So this is his advice on when that happens to you, something that you can do that he does.
Okay. I don't know what it is with the young boys. They want to throw stuff out, but they can't take it back. They can't take what they dish out. The young boy want to call me old. I say, what? Why you always got to call me old? He say, you is old. It's true. You is old. Okay, I'm old. Well, let me tell you a truth. Your grandma got good inside the mouth skin. That's true. You want to get mad? I'm telling you the truth. I found out on the trolley in 68. She got good inside the mouth skin. Now, it was all funny when you was telling me a truth. Now I'm telling you a truth. Stand on business. I thought we were standing on business. Stand on business, young man. Ask your granny. Ask about me.
I found out on the trolley in 68.
Awesome. I've never heard a description like that.
I love it.
Inside the mouth skin. What you do? Stand on business.
It's so good. I love that. I'm just telling you the truth.
And you can tell he's old because he's got the camera about 2 to 3 inches away from his face.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about your grandma. She got good inside the mouth skin. It's vile. That is so gross.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I'm going to use that all the time.
Inside the mouth skin.
Ask her about me.
Ask her.
Now, I say he's a lot older than we are. He may not be. He may just look and sound a lot older than we are because we're so young.
Well, he talked about hooking up in 68.
Yeah, that was the year you were born.
I was born in 68, so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, Riggins. It is frustrating, though, when you're trying to have a conversation with someone, and it's because you're old. It's not because I'm old. It's because I have a differing opinion from you. You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Everything can't be because you're old. But I am old. I get that. Okay. I get it.
I think that they do that most of the time because they don't really have an intellectual argument.
Yes.
It's correct. their That's way correct. Of shutting down an argument.
Yeah.
You know.
Boomer.
Either that or, you know, they say, all right, I'm either going to call him old or a racist.
Oh, now I've never been called a racist.
No, I'm saying that's the thought process of shutting down the argument.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been called a racist, but I have been called a white devil. So it's,
yeah.
There's, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I think the jury's out. Whether or not you're a white devil or not. I'm leaning more towards yes.
Yeah.
The D is for devil.
Right. Tech devil Rob.
Tech devil Rob. I love it.
You's a devil.
Hey, when y'all got your driver's licenses last, well, you didn't over the online, right?
No, I had to go to the DMV.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
And you got the thing, the little page? This is stupid.
Yeah, I couldn't even buy beer with it. I went into the grocery store and I was like, oh, I don't have my new ID. So I brought that in and she was like, you can't use it. I was like, oh, well, I'll just go get my old ID. It's in the car. And she was like, you can't use that either. I was like, I went, oh my God, what am I going to do?
So you have two forms of identification that show that you are old enough to buy beer, and they're like, can't use either one of them.
Yeah. At least at the grocery store I went to.
Why? Why do you? Because you can get a state issued ID that's not a driver's license.
Well,
then that doesn't actually have
it has an expiration date on it.
It's got an expiration date, and on that paper it says this is not a valid form, doesn't it? I think mine did.
For driving purposes, it is valid. Driving purposes. Only.
And what happened to him giving you your picture driver's license right there before you leave?
Yeah. That's what I was about to say. With all the technology
as it's
advanced, why is it not just spitting that thing right out and I'm leaving?
Yeah, I don't know.
It used to be that way.
Yeah.
Like 20 years ago you could do this.
I think a lot of it now is because It's the like this one, yes, it's the real ID and the whole thing. Yeah. And because they're all, they're with the barcodes and all that, it has to be done differently. Because you know, when you order, if you order alcohol via something like DoorDash or Instacart or whatever, they come and they have to take a picture of your ID and it get, and it like has a, the code
they
on
scan
the back
it.
Of it. So, yeah, they scan it. That's why, that's how I learned I didn't have a license.
Can you get alcohol delivered?
My license was expired.
Yeah. Delivered to you outside of the hours that, let's say the ABC stores are open, because in North Carolina, our liquor stores are run by the government. You can't just go to a private liquor store.
I've never purchased liquor. It's only been like wine from the grocery store.
Okay. So beer when it's near, liquor when it's quicker.
It's only been wine from the grocery store. But yeah, so they gave me this yesterday, and I was like, and I thought the same thing when I was standing there. When I got my driver's license at 15 in Louisiana, she was like, give me 10 minutes, I'll have your license done.
Yeah.
You walked out of there with a hard license with all the information on it. It's got to be something with the now with the real ID.
Mine in South Carolina with no problems. I mean, like, I got mine that day.
Really?
It was the real ID.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
It just seems like they just spit that thing right out and you'd be good to go.
North Carolina's going to hell.
Well, South Carolina is a more free state than North Carolina is. Not as much government control of the state's citizens and whatnot. But I thought that too, Ace. I thought if it, and I usually do this with things, if it's done more efficiently in Louisiana, then something is messed up.
Right. Something on your end is wrong.
It's almost like even Louisiana has this, and this.
Yeah.
What is your damn problem? Yeah. In North Carolina.
Clearly, you need a new system.
That's a good Louisiana rule of thumb. Is scooping your ass on technology, bless you. even worse than that is if Mississippi has something that another state wouldn't have. Good Lord.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it would spit it right out. Keep people moving.
So now, if you wanted to buy alcohol, that you wouldn't be able to do it until you get your picture, new updated picture driver's license, right?
Apparently so. Now, it does say on this, until I get my... it says, if DMV returns your old ID card license, which they did, you may use it for photo identification until your new driver's license or learner's permit arrives.
Mm. But, he got a learner's permit.
The girl came to the door that day and said, hey, your license is expired. And I said, no, it's not. And she said, and she actually said, yes, sir, it is. And I wanted to go, you don't have to be a bitch about it and say, sir.
What?
She was crazy. Nice. I do forget sometimes how old I am. And like I'll hold it. Like I was leaving the gym the other day and I opened the door and this girl goes, oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. I was like, you calling me sir? Damn.
That's
she was
rude?
Being nice. No, it's polite.
Yeah, of course.
I just keep thinking like, and I'm not that much older than you. And in reality, I'm like probably 30 years older than her. So it's like she's correct. I'm the one who has the problem.
I would say I'll say yes sir, no ma'am to people way younger than me.
Yeah, I do too. I say especially ma'am.
Yeah, I absolutely. Do too. I do.
Yes ma'am.
Yeah, if a guy's pissed me off. Yes ma'am.
Yeah, he's getting called sir. He's, what are you doing?
Yeah, they're polite. No, I don't get upset or outwardly upset. I was like, damn, not like that much older than this person to call me sir. But in reality, I do. I just don't realize it.
I'm swinging on the next person.
Having a much younger wife has given me a very distorted view of my age. I guess sometimes I don't think about how old I am.
And that's why Riggins does his part to keep you grounded.
Keep you grounded in check.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Say hi to our friends from No More Last Days at the Carolina Renaissance Festival every weekend through November. They've got one goal, to help save dogs at risk of euthanasia at kill shelters. Visit them online at tjriggins.com/lastdays or go check them out in person at the RenFest.
I have the worst TMJ. I grind all night, and Cheeky has helped me tremendously. Cheeky offers affordable custom night guards delivered to your doorstep at a fraction of the cost. So use code TJ for 30% off at tjriggins.com/teeth. Guys, you know I love a good hat, and right now Eric Javits has the cutest hats for fall and winter. Bucket hats, fedora hats. You can use code TJ for 20% off right now at tjriggins.com/hats. That's Eric Javits. You're gonna love them.